President of the Baltimore Orioles, the GM, if you will, Dan Duquette. And Dan, how's the start of your offseason going?
So far, so good, Brett. I've been watching a little bit of the playoffs. That's been exciting. These games are really well-pitched games. They're all tight. And we've been doing some work around the office. We're working on interviewing some coaches for next year. And we're looking at some free agents to see if they can fit into our team. We're doing a lot of work with our development program. So far, so good, and I appreciate you asking.
Well, Dan, I was going to say, do you take anything away from the fact the Orioles had a winning record against the Red Sox, a winning record against the Tigers, a winning record against the Dodgers, albeit in a three-game set earlier in the year, and a winning record against the Oakland Athletics?
Well, I mean, that shows that we have the team to compete against the best teams in the division. But, you know, we've got some work to do if we're going to be in the playoffs every year, and, of course, that's our goal. And I think our guys take a lot of pride in playing well against the good teams in the league, like the Tigers and the Red Sox. And certainly the A's have been a good team the last couple of years. And our guys played hard against the Dodgers early in the year, although the Dodgers are a little bit different team now than they were when we faced them the first time around. But, you know, certainly it speaks to our lineup with Davis and Jones is good. And our, Machado's an outstanding everyday ball. Hardy and Weeters, they're all, they take a lot of pride in what they do.
Orioles GM Dan Duquette with us here on BAL. And, Dan, we're going to get to Manny in a moment, but are you itching at this point, you and your staff, to get to the end of the World Series and put a plan to work? Have you guys basically finalized a strategy for the offseason at this point, or is there still some tweaking going on?
Well, we took a look at the season, and I've always believed that the season will identify the strength of your team, and they'll also – show you the weaknesses of the developmental areas where you need to improve your ball club. And our challenge here is to continue to upgrade our pitching, our starting pitching, so that we can be in the top half of the league. So we've got some work to do there. We need to upgrade the quality and the depth of our starting pitching, either from within with some of these young guys like Gausman and Mike Wright. And then the other thing that I saw was that our club, we had more home runs than any other ball club in the league, but our on-base capability was not what it needs to be. We had the fewest walks in the league, so we've got to find some way to address that inefficiency, if you will, for our run scoring. Our defense was among the leading defenses in the league. We had a real strength on the left side with J.J. Hardy and Machado. That was a big plus for us. But our overall defense around the field was good, but our pitchers gave up a lot of home runs, so we got to improve on keeping the ball in the ballpark. We got to improve our on-base capability, and we need to improve our starting pitching staff. Our bullpen was not as good in 2013 as it was in 2012, but it was still pretty solid.
Dan Duquette with us. And, Dan, the news yesterday, successful surgery, they're calling it, for Manny Machado in Los Angeles. One thing that I think changed a little bit, and this came from the Orioles, and I guess it really came from the doctor who performed the surgery. Originally, when Manny opted for surgery, the range of rehabilitation was 4 to 6 months. They seem pretty set on 6 months right now. Is that your understanding for Manny Machado and the game plan moving forward?
Well, that's the recommended rehabilitation time for surgery that Manny had. They give you a range, and, you know, it's like 4.5 to 6 months. So if it was 6 months out from yesterday, which was the day of the surgery, you'd be talking about the 15th of April. Now, Manny has a lot of work to do, and when Manny's ready, that's going to be determined by, you know, the doctors and how he completes his program and how he comes along in his rehabilitation. So he's got a little bit of work to do. You know, I would think that 6 months is a pretty good guide if Manny comes along a little bit quicker, which I'm sure that he'll want to try to get ready for the season. And he'll do everything he can in his power to get ready for the season. But the general recommended time for this type of surgery is 6 months.
And finally, Dan, does that alter your offseason game plan at all, or is Danny Valencia, Ryan Flaherty, and Jonathan Scope as a backup plan if Machado's not ready on March 31 against Boston in Baltimore? Is that enough to make you feel comfortable right now at third base?
Well, I think we have enough people in-house to manage that. Valencia had a good year. Ryan Flaherty showed good capability the second half of the season with his bat, and he's played very well in the field for us. And Scope is out in Arizona in the fall league. He's doing fine. So we do have a little bit of depth at the infield position with those three, already in the organization. So I don't know that it's a big off season planning issue. We expect Manny Machado to come back and to be healthy and to contribute to our 2014 ball club, but we don't know if he's going to be ready to start the season or not. But if he's not ready to start the season, we've been told that he'll be back shortly thereafter.
Dan Duquette, the Orioles GM, who's nice enough to join us. Dan, enjoy the playoff baseball, and we'll talk again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Brett. Take care.
That is Dan Duquette,